Hello, thanks very much to Parami for a model introduction. Just saying, I feel like the Iraqi information minister behind all these mics. It's a difficult brief, I think, an FWBO day talk. First of all, because it's tempting because of the nature of the day to talk about the FWBO. And Parami was suggesting that I was going to talk about the FWBO. Actually, I'm going to try and resist the temptation to talk about the FWBO. And it's not that I don't like talking about the FWBO. Actually, I love to talk about the FWBO. It's what I do for a living, actually. And for a lot of the last couple of years, I've been involved with a lot of order members in looking at the FWBO, and as Parami said, in particular, one theme that's been running through a lot of our discussion for the last couple of years is what's the real gist of the FWBO, like the spiritual vitality of it, and what conditions support, create spiritual vitality. And in a sense, that's what I want to talk about. I don't want to talk about the FWBO, I want to talk about spiritual practice. Another temptation of an FWBO day talk is you feel you've almost got a certain official duty to eulogise and to celebrate the FWBO. And in a sense, that's a completely appropriate function of a talk like this. I was just sort of reflecting that the FWBO is the medium that has given me access to the Dharma, and that the Dharma, beyond a shadow of a doubt, has changed my life. It's the thing that gives my life meaning. And it's hard to overstate how grateful I am for that. But actually, I don't want to talk about that either. I was thinking, I think my natural turn of mind is quite a sceptical one. I'm much, much more, I'm afraid, naturally at ease expressing my doubts and my criticisms than I am singing the praises of anything. And I see this as a spiritual shortcoming, but there you go, I'm stuck with it. Luckily, the Buddhist tradition welcomes sceptics. Somebody says somewhere, the bigger the doubt, the bigger the Buddha. And this goes back to the earliest days of the Buddhist tradition. And the Kalama Sutta, which is one of my root texts, it's the sort of doubter's manifesto. The Buddha, having gone through a whole set of grounds on which it's not appropriate to have blind faith, encourages the people that he's talking to test his words like a goldsmith tests gold. And I think that attitude of testing a belief against the touchstone of your real experience is completely characteristic of the Buddhist tradition. I feel I'm taking a completely traditional position in arguing this. And to the extent that the FWBO grows out of the Buddhist tradition, it welcomes the same approach, actually, that same critical intelligence brought to bear to the conditions that we're using to support our spiritual practice. I was revisiting some of Sangharakshita's lectures over the last couple of days, just in a way sort of refreshing my own memory. And there's a lecture from the Vimalakirti Nirdesha series called The Transcendental Critique of Religion. And in the lecture, Banti's saying the whole purpose of a spiritual tradition, certainly from a Buddhist point of view, is to liberate us, it's to set us free. But then he points out this paradox that actually more often than not, the effect of religion is to trap us. It says like, the idea of a spiritual tradition liberating us is almost laughable, that if we're not careful it becomes the very thing that constrains us. And what he says is that Buddhism is a means to an end. Religion, he says, is a means to an end. And the end is the spiritual development of the individual. And he goes on to say that it's because Buddhism has been aware of the difference between means and ends that it remains spiritually alive, that it remains spiritually vital. And he says, for the same reason, on the whole, it has not been dogmatic or intolerant. That Buddhism applies this critique to itself. And what he's saying, basically, is that the key test, the key question that you bring to any spiritual practice, any spiritual organisation, is this supporting the experience of freedom? Is this supporting the experience of liberation or not? The way Bhante puts it is this helping me develop? That's the test. And whether or not our experience is developing is the measure of how spiritually healthy, how spiritually alive the tradition that we are using as a support for our practice is. So in the end, if I was to be talking about the vitality of the FWBO, actually really what we're talking about is the vitality of our own individual spiritual practice and the conditions that support that. Bhante, in the same lecture, says that really what the Buddhist tradition is concerning itself with is the individual's development from ignorance to enlightenment. I was staying last night round the corner, number 7 Sugarloaf Walk, with my friend Attila. Attila's, but some of you won't know him, he's a psychotherapist, and insistent on, you know, the authentic experience. And he had been very, very emphatic about this. Every point he made, he banged the arm of the chair. I'm not going to do this because I'm aware of the man from Dharma Chaka tapes with his headphones on. But what he was saying was that if you're talking about spiritual practice, he's not Scottish, by the way, but if you're talking about spiritual practice, the crucial thing is to keep it real, he says. Keep your feet on the ground. Now,